First Amendment at work.
For you, George.
Yes. Hi, George. Yes.
Excuse me, Judith, but I've been listening, I really have, to every word of this discussion, and it connects very well with my own subject of the week, which is the public interest. Yes. Thank you. There was a brief applause for me.
For the public interest.
Yes. It was for the public interest. Yes.
Okay. You know, for those of you who don't know, this is George Tirebiter, former celebrity of the Golden Age and surrealist vice president of the United States.
Darn right.
George really remembers radio.
Yes, I certainly do. Radio, my friends, was once the good time Charlie of showbiz, bringing listeners such mind-warping entertainment like the Circumsolar Detective Mark Time and Young Tom Edison, Max Morgan, Crime Cabby, and Hollywood Madhouse. They're all programs I starred in, by the way. Yes, well, but Good Time Charlie was brought to heel. Down, boy, please, down. Brought to heel by a left-leaning, fellow-traveling bunch of socialistic jukes and stooges, the United States Congress, who passed the Communications Act of 1934. It set forth the radical idea, ladies and gentlemen, that you, the people of the United States, own the air.
No,
not the air people breathe. No.
Oh.
That belongs to the coal and oil industries, yes. No, I meant the airwaves over which radio stations broadcast their commercials. I mean, programs. Yes. Ever since your granddaddy was in high school, it's been held by the feds that there's something in the air called the public interest.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I know. It sounds like a terrorist mob to most communications moguls. It did back in the 20th century. And now here in the 21st century, everybody in the know knows darn well the public interest is best served by the super conglomeration of all communications from billboards to superstars to government officials in one lethal megacorp, U.S. Plus Worldwide. We own what you want. Yeah. And our president, bless his little Midland, Texas-style BBQ heart, has just given us the man to preserve the public interest. No, he's not another middle-aged white bureaucrat, no siree. He's none other than Federal Communications Commissioner Mike Powell. That's right. Big gulp war hero and Secretary of State General Colonial Powell's own free market son. And you know, he wrote the book, The Market Is My Religion.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And here is Commissioner Mike's testimonial. That's right, he says. The market is my religion. And they told me after I was sworn in, yes, they did, to uphold the Constitution and the lawful laws of this free market nation, yes. But they said I might have a visit from an angel. That's right, said Commissioner Mike. And I waited, oh, Lord, how I waited in my sweet federal bed. I waited the whole night through, and...
What happened?
Hail, Mary, full of Povich. She did not come. That's right, the angel did not come. I've had no divine awakening, no one has issued me my public interest crystal ball. So said FCC Commissioner Mike Powell. And yet, although Mike did his best to keep the public interest radicals from preventing all-out domination of the media by his good friends, the Congress prevailed for the moment. But look out, because every little frequency that serves the public interest is a nasty bit of static to the purveyors of wall-to-wall consumerism who bloat the AM-FM bands. Keep up the good work, community radio. This is George Tirebiter.